From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Brian Babylon, Paula Poundstone, and Maz Jobrani. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, Carl asks McDonald's to stop using pink slime in their burgers in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, the Supreme Court hearings this week look like bad news for Obamacare, but it seemed to be very good for what industry? Makers of what?
Geez. I have no idea.
Well, it was because Justice Scalia kept saying everybody would be forced to eat it.
Was it big for broccoli?
It was big for broccoli, yes.
Oh,
the biggest week for broccoli in a long time.
I'm so happy for them.
Critics of Obamacare say that if the government has the right to make you buy health insurance, it has the right to make you do anything. And the example they always use is the right to make you eat broccoli. And apparently the fear of a federal broccoli enforcement agency has made it to the Supreme Court, where Justice Scalia first raised the specter of a broccoli mandate.
Is that a bad thing? I mean, roughage? Is that bad?
Well, no, it's not bad for you, but maybe a government that forced you to eat it would be...
Well, it depends on if they're smashed into my mouth. That's not good. I mean, if they're giving me, you know, dainty bites, I'm okay with that.
And just the tops.
I don't like the chunk part.
My boy's the same. Why isn't nobody likes the bottoms?
No,
because I'm a giant and I'm eating trees.
Legal issues aside, broccoli growers are enjoying the attention their product is now getting, and this will pave the way to future product placement in the Supreme Court. So Justice Scalia would be like, if they can make you buy health insurance, what's to stop them from making you buy the 2012 Nissan Versa?
Oh, man.
Maz, you've probably heard about the recent uproar about pink slime, the ammonia-treated beef filler that's been showing up in hamburger meat. Well, now the makers of pink slime are reacting to the negative publicity by doing what?
Dyeing the slime a different color?
No. Well, it's like a horrible meat-like product by any other name still smells as gross.
Oh, so they're giving it another name.
Yes, they're calling it something else is what they're going to do.
Plime.
Yes. Lean, finely textured beef.
Ooh la
that's
la.
What they want you to call it.
Oh, wow.
Lean?
The company says that that's what it's called. It's called Lean, Finely Textured Beef. It's made by Beef Products Incorporated.
Well, who started calling it pink slime?
An FDA inspector referred to it as pink slime.
Is it gluten-free?
I don't know.
And I don't know.
So they're reacting to all this negative publicity because of the name pink slime. They fought back with a campaign highlighting all the jobs at the factory where the stuff is processed. That's right. It's not an awful abomination in the eyes of all that's holy. It's a job creator.
Can you see Obama on the campaign trail at the pink slime factory? We've got the guys over here making pink slime. And,
it's American
it's
pink slime.
He makes pink slime.
Wow, God, that is good.
Brian, workers at a company in Lithuania voted to strike this week, but the government intervened. They said the workers are essential to the well-being and safety of the people of Lithuania. What do these workers make?
Is it something that couples need an end?
No.
Okay. All right. I want to win. Give me a light baby clue.
A baby clue? This strike neither tastes great nor is it less filling.
Oh, beer.
Yes. Beer. They make beer.
Yeah. I had to be there.
Workers at the Carlsberg factory in Lithuania had tried to walk out over a pay dispute, but the courts stopped them. They put beer in the same legal category as medicine and drinking water.
Wow.
So right, they're essential to the well-being of Lithuania. The production must be maintained, and beer is particularly essential when the medicine and drinking water run out.
What's that face?
I wanted you to do Obama telling the beer workers to get back to work.
You're going to get back in there. You're going to make that Carlsberg beer.
That's good.